Am I back? Are you listening? Are you here?
Man, let me tell y'all. First of all, I just want to salute everybody doing their own thing, being their own boss, perfecting their craft, working on their shit. Because I know it's a hard deal. And a lot of the times, it'll be a stranger that'll really put you on, or plug you in before somebody you done known for 10 years. And I tell people that all the time. Don't let your history with somebody hold you into a fucked up situation. Like, dead ass. Just because I done known you for a decade doesn't mean that I can't meet somebody tomorrow that may have better intentions for me. But I said that to say, whenever you working on something, like me personally, I'm into styling, fashion, as you know, blogging, celebrity gossip, nail jeweler, fucking queen of all trades, all right? With that being said, when people know that you're good at something and they're your homies, your friends, your peoples, your fam, they just like, oh, you do lashes? Do my lashes. If you make clothes, they like, ah, oh, you making clothes? Make me this dress. You do hair? Do this hair right quick. Line me up, bruh. Like, all that. But it'll be a stranger that respect that you are handling your business, and they would be the ones that would offer to pay you. Like, oh, this is what you're doing? How much you charging for that? Let me get your business card. Let's link up. Let's network like that. Your fam going to discount your ass out of business before you even have a storefront. Don't even go for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. I have no problem just flat out turning you down. Like, nah, I can't do that. Like, yeah, we still cool. How we cool? We are still cool. How we cool? But I don't owe you my craft, you know what I'm saying? And you respect anybody else's business. Everybody had to start from somewhere. Nike had a first day, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, Gucci had a first day. Balenciaga had a first day. Like, why not respect my shit? Y'all was paying them from the jump. Pay me too, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, pay like you weigh, or I'll pay you no mind. Like, dead ass. So I just really want to speak on that, because I know of a lot of people out here that's really doing their own thing. Everybody is their own boss now. And I wanted to speak on the fact that it still got to be some workers. Everybody can't be a boss, because then ain't nobody working. Everybody can't lead. Ain't nobody to follow. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot out there, and it's opportunity for everybody. And I wouldn't never knock nobody for doing something that somebody else doing. Like, oh, such and such make clothes, so I can't make no clothes. She doing hair right there, so I can't do hair right there. She say she do jewels. Like, nah, like, nigga, go down the fucking bread aisle right now at your local grocery store. With that being said, like I said, the bread aisle, all of those hundreds in that one aisle, different companies, different families, generations of people saying they gonna make bread. They don't give a damn if buddy up the street make loaf bread too. They gonna make their wheat bread. They gonna make their loaf bread. They shit popping. They like, bro, I ain't gonna do neither one of them. I'm doing raisin bread. He like, I do muffins. I'm toasting mine already. He like, look, bro, I don't even slice mine. I just get them the whole shit. They do what they want to do with it. Like, man, perfect your craft. Be your own boss. Like, I couldn't wait to have the opportunity to jump back on and fuck with my podcast, because I feel like I'm good at many things, but I'm not passionate about any one thing in particular. And that's something I gotta work on. And maybe somebody out there listening feel like, that's kind of me too. Like, I fuck with a little bit of everything, but I ain't really fucking with one thing the hardest like that. And then you kind of end up not really doing what you want to be doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might end up riding somebody else's wave and thinking about how your shit could have popped off. Like, make your shit pop. The bread aisle.